You're listening to the Whittier Christian Herald's podcast.
My name is Kim Beller, and I have four kids. All of them have gone through. I have one here right now who is a senior, a boy, Justice Beller, and then I have a freshman, Cruz Beller, but I also have two daughters that have come through. So let's start, I guess. Karis is graduating from the U.S. Naval Academy this May, which is like, or this year. So she's going on to flight school, and she loved everything she said. She always gives credit to a lot of the teachers from here, even English especially. It trained her. They said they didn't like it while it was happening, but they've definitely come out with such a good understanding of how to write papers and things. And then I have Hope, who's also, she graduated 2 years after her, and she's in her sophomore year at Liberty University, and she's thriving. She's not an RA, but an RS, which is like a shepherd, and so she's just thriving over there. I love it. She calls me all the time, and we just talk. It's like, sometimes I'm like, I have to go, but you know, it's, of course you never want to say no to your kid who is calling. And then we have Justice, who is here. His heart is to go to Liberty as well. He's already said yes, but he's looking at ROTC. Thrived with these women here. Their sons. They played on the soccer team. They got Olympic League champions this year. Mm. So many different cool things about Justice. He's the ASB president. He is involved in almost everything possible here, which I love because I'm definitely one to encourage that. He plays three sports: football. He did track originally, but football, soccer, and volleyball. He was in the lead in the plays this last year with Pajama Game and Robin Hood. And everything is here. They're in Mock Rock and finishing that up this year. And then Cruz is involved in a lot of things too, running for some other thing in ASB, sophomore rep, and just involved in everything, class president. Yeah. I love it. I love it because yeah. I love that my kids like go for it rather than not go for it, you know, because there's some people who will want to be a part, but then they're like, no, I'll just do it next time. But yeah. I like that they have no fear. And that's the Lord. That's all God. They came from all of them. Well, originally we lived on the mission field for 10 years. But when the ones that did come into a junior high from Parks Junior High, starting with Hope, then Justice, then Cruz, they all went to Parks Junior High public school. And loved it. It's in Fullerton. And then we came here to Whittier Christian. We just, it's awesome. I went here as well. Mm-hmm. I'm not an alumni, but I feel like I am because I know everybody and went with everybody. My heart when we were on the mission field, when we found out that Karis, we were coming home and Karis was in eighth grade, we had an interview with Bob Brown over Zoom. And my heart was like, I don't know how we're going to do this, Lord, but you're going to have to make it happen. And I just felt like he was saying yes, and we had nothing. We had nothing. The Lord provided everything. So when we arrived, it was like yes and everything. And I was like even thinking, okay, if I could just get a job in landscaping at Whittier Christian or filing papers, I could make like the Lord, gardener. You'll open the door. And he's like, let me do it the King's way. And he did it. He has opened the door ever since. And then they asked me if I wanted to teach Bible, and that's how this all continues. I know.
And how did you find Whittier Christian as a parent of an eighth grader, your first one coming through? And then what was the decision process? Were you looking at other schools? Where did you go?
We always assumed we were going to just go to public school when we come home, but we never knew the Lord changed our hearts to come home within a few months. And that was when we were in Budapest, Hungary. And then when we did come home and we looked at Whittier Christian, it was just a dream. It was like, is it possible? Could it happen? Just knowing that it costs for a good, you know, good education, good schooling, and just never imagined that it could happen. But the doors just kept opening. And so we chose. I don't know what else we would have chosen, you know. I only know what I looked back on, you know. And I know that when in my life, just brief testimony with Whittier Christian High School, and when I was a sophomore going into junior year is when I went to Brea-Olinda High School. And that's what my testimony right there is. That time period was not good. And I look back and over the years, it's been many, many years, but looking back, I would think, I'm like, gosh, I give so much credit to this school. in my, like, when I look back, I'm like, they tried. They were trying to pour into me. They were teaching me that they were teaching me the word of God. And I just rejected, like, as time went on. And then when I became 22 is when I gave my life back to the Lord. And it was like, oh my gosh, all these teachers, all these people were pouring into me, and I didn't even like thank them. I didn't, you know, so I always thought back. And so that's the reason why I look back at Whittier Christian and I say, what if we just went there? You know, it's a dream when we were in Budapest, but the Lord brought us back, opened the doors. Yeah. It's like, I want to cry.
Yeah. I remember little Karis as a freshman playing volleyball, and she did cheer.
She did.
She did cheer. I remember her. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's come a long way. It's great.
It's just like repressed not in a bad way, but repressed in when you're learning, when you're in a whole different environment, culture, language. And the one thing I kept to was teaching my kids 80s movies and all of the 80s TV shows when we were in Hungary. Mm. And so when they came back and it's like, this is a high school experience. Like now it's like, go. And they would just rent for it. So, and this place is one of those areas that you can just thrive and do anything. Like you can do many sports. You can get involved in, you know, theater, get involved in, you know, ASB and all of that stuff. So it's exciting. Yeah.
I love it.
I do. I love it.
Develop a bold faith for a bright future at Biola University, one of the nation's premier Christian universities. Join a community where you belong. Be mentored by brilliant Christian scholars. Choose from leading academic programs in business, film, science, and more. Offered online and on campus in Southern California, one of the greatest destinations on earth. Biola University. Find your program today at biola.edu.
I'm Christy Dierking, and I have three kids here that are all the same age. So we were saying earlier that COVID hit in sixth grade, and we were at home, and it was miserable. The teachers would be like, okay, put them all on one computer, and then they'd all squish at the table and sit. And then they're like, okay, that's not working. Put them at separate computers at the table. And then they're like, do you have enough rooms where they can go to different rooms?
Yes.
And it was just insane. And I don't think they learned anything from March to May at all. And the teachers worked hard. It's not to say anything bad about the teachers. They were trying. It was just crazy. So when it came to junior high and no one was going back to school, my husband was like, no, we need to figure something out. And my girlfriend works at Friends, and so we went over and toured. We toured Heights, and we toured Friends. And we toured Heights first, and I was like, I like it. It's great. And then we went over, and Steve liked Friends a lot more, and my girlfriend worked there, you know. And so we signed in. And when my kids were in elementary school, they struggled. They were not A students. They were, the teachers would be like, they're a little behind here, they're a little behind here. And so we worried. When we went into junior high and we're there, all of a sudden, I have straight A students. And it is not to say that Steve and I were like, you must do this. We were never like that. They just started flourishing. And it was great. And so heading, you know, thinking about high school, I'm like, we got to continue this. There's got to be a way to continue this. So I actually talked to Joy Swift, who's the principal, and I'm like, where'd you send your kids? Because she had two boys, and she said, I send them to Whittier Christian. Because when you're there, you're kind of looking at Whittier Christian and Olu. And she said, my boys wanted to play football, and they wouldn't play football there. And they knew that they'd play football here. And she's like, so I wanted them to have that experience. And then she said, well, you know, Carl Martinez is the head of schools. And I'm like, what? I did not know that. So this is a little thing. I don't know if you guys know this, but his wife, Amy, is my best friend's sister. So I actually did Amy's hair at Carl and Amy's wedding and have known Carl and Amy forever. And so they're walking. I can tell you, I remember him walking across the campus like on open house. And I'm like, Carl, Amy. And we just started talking, and he's like, come over, I'll give you guys a tour. So he gave Steve and I a personal tour, and it was a huge sacrifice. We're putting three kids into private school at the same time. And I know other people do it, but it was a big sacrifice. I mean, Steve could have retired at the time because he wasn't like old, he was young, but he had prepped for that. And we're like, well, let's not retire. Let's put kids in private school and do and woohoo. So we did, and it has been amazing ever since. So all my kids are soccer players. I one huge story. And when I was looking through the questions, it kept coming up. Coach Christy Gravitt called me. I'm doing hair. And I said, okay, I'm going to put you on speaker. I'm cutting hair. I literally was cutting someone's hair. And she's talking to me about the girls and how she wants them in the program. And the guy that's sitting there, he's a dad. His son plays with my son, Nick. And at the end of the phone call, I was like, okay, I'm going to talk to him, because they were, my girls are very shy. And they were like, I don't know if we should play. And I'm like, I think you should play. My friend Tim goes, I want to play soccer at Whittier Christian, because he's like, Christy's amazing. Who is this woman? Like, he's like, she makes everybody want to play soccer at the school.
Were they thinking they weren't going to do it?
They were not going to play. Wow. Yeah, she totally talked him into it. She totally pulled him in and did everything. And then right before we came, Nick broke his leg. Nick came in as a freshman and he had a broken leg. So he didn't like get to start playing soccer. So Frankie really like didn't know much about him. Nobody did. You know, they didn't.
I remember that.
Yeah. Because I wanted to say, he's a good soccer player. You guys just don't know, you know.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah.
But you know what? Yeah. I love that he started on the JV. I think it was good for him. It kind of made him work a little harder, you know, and get to where he is today. So Frankie was a huge influence there, too. So the sport part, yes, I love that they were involved in things like that. My kids, I think, are very different from both of your kids. My kids are really quiet. They are nothing like their mother and father. We are super outgoing. We'll talk to anyone. I'll talk to a stone in the street, but they're not. Nick is a little bit more outgoing, but my girls are super, super quiet. And I will say at this school, makes me upset. People saw my kids. They saw who they were and they rewarded them. Like, even if it's affirmation, you know, like they poured into them because they saw them. And so, like, if you have a kid that you don't think is seen, they're seen here. And I think that's my biggest takeaway from this school. And rewarded. I mean, it's big.
For me, there's just, and Steve and I talk about this all the time, like, there's just something very, very unique and special about Whittier Christian. So whether it's Christian or Catholic, it doesn't really matter to me. It was really the heart and soul of this school that drew us here, you know, for so many different reasons. But yeah, it.
What did you experience? What did you think before, and what did you experience after that when you actually stepped over the threshold, like with the community or whatever you're saying?
Like being so like, special? You mean like being not Catholic, or just why?
Why it's so special.
I wanted it to be more like my high school experience where you got to do any sport you wanted to do. And that's what we found here.
Yes.
Which I think is amazing. Mm-hmm. And I've tried to tell that to people. But, you know, society at large, everyone is so extremely focused on sports. And you try to say, like, but your kids could play other sports and have these unique experiences. And it truly is an amazing opportunity. Like,
I think that you could get lost as well if you were, like, maybe you don't even know your gifting. And I feel like public, or I don't want to go against it, but like in general, public doesn't necessarily see you. So here you have a chance to be seen, and then you get to, maybe even a teacher can come along or some other parent can come along and encourage that person and be like, well, I never really thought, I think I like, you know, volleyball, or I think I like esports, but you can actually do it. And now you have people who love you around you. The community is just amazing. Yeah.
Well, I think that one thing that Steve and I were talking about, when I really fleshed this out in my head, because I really do love the school. Like, the school was the perfect fit for my family. But is, I think that every kid here is allowed to be who they want to be, which is kind of like what you were just saying. So, like with Jonah. So Jonah, you know, his academics, he was very, very nervous at the beginning of coming here. He didn't felt like this was going to be a very academic school. And so
he did not think
that this was going to be a strong academic environment for him. I mean, he was extremely worried because he's just that personality.
He's very smart.
So, you know, I had lots of conversations with Liam Murphy, and I was constantly like, I also was nervous. I was like, you know, well, what about AP this or AP that? And I was trying to help him figure this out. But long story short, it's like, he was able to create what he wanted for himself
in this environment. It wasn't like it was like, okay, you're the smart kid, so here is the plan that you're going to take, and here's all the things that you need to do. Like, it kind of like required him to think outside of the box a little bit and advocate for himself. But then you had this entire community of administrators and teachers and parents who were coming alongside him, and counselors helping him and saying like, well, why don't, have you thought of this? Or have you thought of that? And then the teachers are top notch. I mean, truly, like I feel like I want to write an entire email about some of these teachers that have impacted Jonah, because they are actually educating, you know, whereas like, I think some of the schools, it's like a rubber stamp, you know, and I only know that because I've seen my other two kids go through it. But whatever he wanted, he was able to get, like completely. Mm-hmm. And he just kept going, and the support. And so now I've told Stephen, like, you've got to interview Jonah. But you're talking about a kid who was like, I'm so worried about it. Mm-hmm. And now he's like, best education ever. Like, he's stands like behind the school 100%. And look at him. Like, he did it.
Thanks for listening to the Whittier Christian Herald's podcast.
Every powerful change begins with a spark. At Azusa Pacific University, we'll help nurture your passions into becoming a bright, enduring flame. We offer a transformative educational experience that gives you the confidence to not only dream bigger, but also reach the highest heights. Explore over 100 programs where you can discover your calling and let your light shine.